Lynch Bumps.
Cam FM.
Okay, so a bit of Kate Bush there for the Hill Colleges, and we're ready to get going with the W1 division. It's the penultimate race of the day on the penultimate day of bumps, and I've got Andy down at the Riverside with the team to bring it to you. Andy.
Thank you, Tom. Yes, this is the W1 division, and this is where things start to get really serious. So also on commentary today, we have Seth at first place, Tim is at Grassy, Ellen is at Titton. I'm standing at the very top of the long reach, and I must say there is a bit of a breeze beginning to pick up, which will affect the crew's rhythm as they come down here, and Finn is at the end of the long reach. So I will quickly give you a rundown of the starting order. So it's Downing, they are headed for River, being chased by first and third. They bumped up yesterday on Emma, so that'll be interesting to see how they go today. Behind first and third, we've got Emma, Jesus, Christ, Pembroke, Keys, Clare, Noonan, Queen, St Cat, LMBC, King, Trinity Hall, Peterhouse, Murray Edwards, Magdalen, and then the sandwich boat, which is Churchill 1. And there's going to be some interesting tussles today. Christ, they've gone up two already, so it'll be interesting to see if they can go up again. What I'm interested to hear, though, is Finn's prediction, because Finn has already given us a couple of predictions mid-race where he has betted his mortgage. Finn, have you got any predictions for us before the race actually starts?
Is this sort of turning into a sort of, you know, the octopus in the World Cup a couple of years ago who was like predicting all the results? Yeah, I reckon Downing are going to stay head of the River, and I would put good money on Pembroke bumping Christ. That's my prediction.
Yesterday Christ bumped Pembroke, but you're saying Pembroke are going to bump.
Oh, okay, hang on. Yes, I reckon Pembroke are going to get their own back. The thing is, I only find that I have these powers to see into the future once the race has started. Once I get a feel of where the rowers are going, I just feel the energy, and I feel as though I make the right predictions. So,
Finn, do you mean you have powers of
like prediction round by long reach?
You have powers to see in the future when the future is actually happening.
To that, I can just hear the 1 minute cannon has gone. Let's go up to Steph, who's at first place corner. Steph.
I am. I'm first place corner where all the boats are just being pushed out to the middle of the river imminently. I enjoyed Finn's predictions there. Not making too big of a shout with calling Downing to continue to row over. They've been looking absolutely dominant so far in the races they've rowed. The boats are just going out to the middle of the river now while we wait for the starting cannon. I'm particularly excited to see how Queens get on today with St. Cat's underneath them having a fairly strong couple of days so far rowing over. Beneath them, Trinity Hall are going to be looking at trying to bump up today. They're on for spoons at the moment with two successive being bumped twice. That is the starting cannon now, so the boats are starting to move. Everyone seems to have got away to a fairly good start at the moment. No disasters so far. As usual, Downing looking absolutely solid, very very uniform in their row stroke, coming away quite cleanly there. Just moving down towards the boats at the moment as they come towards me. Everyone moving away underneath the bridge as well. So this is Downing, followed by first and third, followed by Emmanuel. Yeah, here come Downing now. They're Purple Blaze absolutely cleanly striking the water. Looking very powerful. Not a particularly big built crew either for a W1 boat. They are not particularly big women, but very, very well drilled, very well organised, and are already pulling away. There's probably two boats between them and two boats distance between them and first and third. First and third just coming around now, taking a very tight line, very close to the bank. Their blades perilously close to the grass actually there, but getting around cleanly. They're just going around first point corner now, first post corner. And now here come Emma with Jesus W1, definitely closing the gap on Emma somewhat. There's slightly less than a boat's distance between them now. And as Emma go into the corner, Jesus are definitely trying to capitalise on that distance they close out and keep pushing closer to them. Jesus pulled well away from Christ W1, who are now passing me. There's about a boat and a half between Christ and Jesus in front of them. And now a big gap between Christ and Pembroke, who are... They're moving a little slower than the other boats, it seems, so I don't know whether they could be in trouble from Keys. Pembroke haven't been bumped both days so far, and looking at their faces, they're not having a great time out there. Behind them, Keys looking much more aggressive, very, very committed coming to this first corner, and I wouldn't be surprised if Keys managed to catch Pembroke before today's out. Behind them, Claire W1 coming around the corner now. Big gap between Claire and Keys. So Keys having a great row so far. And behind Claire, Newnham. The Newnham girls, the sexy ladies, according to Cam FM, pushing hard to reach Claire on the first post corner. it's great on the corners because obviously the tightness, as people try and find a tight line around the bank, that's where we see the gap start to really, really close. Big gap between Newnham and Queens here. Queens W1 now coming up. And behind them, St Cats and LNBC, really tight on Cats here, so we might be looking at a few bumps. Tim, can you see anything on the grassy corner yet?
Yes, so coming past me now, Jesus, closing down on Emma 1 here. Jesus, I'll close this, the gap is probably about 3/4 of a length. Downing came past me earlier looking majestic. They've opened up, I think, on first and third. The action here is going to be between Jesus and Emma. Going past me now, I have Christ, they're looking strong. But behind them, we have they have overlap, I think, between Keys and Pembroke. Yes, there's a small amount of overlap here. I'd expect this to be a bump at some point. Pembroke are opening up again. There's about a quarter, less than a quarter of a length in this, though. There could be, as they come past the barges, this is going to be a bump on Plough Reach, I think. Behind them, we have Clare coming on very gently. Clare appear to have been bumped by Newnham, who have moored up in the guts.
Come on,
Newnham bumping up on Clare. Coming down Plough straight, Plough Reach.
Keys
has lost a bit of ground on Pembroke.
Steph,
can you see anything else?
I'm back at first place corner here. Churchill, the sandwich boat, had a massive push from the start, and they've caught up and they've bumped the Magdalen boat, who's been caught. So Magdalen have been bumped by Churchill, who's the sandwich boat in the boat.
Eleanor,
what's happening with you?
I'm here on Ditton, and Keys are just about to bump Pembroke. They've already got an overlap. The bump is imminent. It's going to come at any minute. Here goes the whistle. It's just about to catch. They're pushing really hard into the next corner. Not quite got them, but just about to bump, it looks like here. They are slightly losing the overlap going into the corner. I'm not sure if Andy can tell us what's happening next.
Yeah, I'm standing at the top of Long Reach, but first we will go to Tim.
Yes, so coming down Plough Reach now, we have Queens, Cats and LNBC all very close. And there could be a bump. There could be either of two bumps here. They're very close, and I'm sure there's going to be a bump very shortly.
Hi, yeah, I'm back at first post, halfway between here and the motorway bridge at the very start of the course. Murray Edwards have bumped at Peterhouse. That's the second bump here at the very start of the race. We've had Churchill bump Magdalen, and Murray Edwards have caught Peterhouse. So, go on, Andy.
I'm here at the top of Long Reach, and Jesus, W1, you can hear the whistles. Jesus have overlapped with Ever1. Ever1 are diverting across to the other side of the river as we go down the Long Reach. Try to avoid being hit by Jesus One, who are tailgating them. This is fantastic to watch what's going to happen here. It's Jesus One on Emma One. Surely there's going to be a bump. They're about a quarter of the way down the reach at the moment. Helena, is there anything else happening at Ditton Corner?
I've just seen Queen, St. Cats and Lady Margaret go past me really clumped together, but it's starting to look like it's opening up now, and Lady Margaret is starting to lose it a little bit. Followed a distance by Kings, and then another pretty far distance by Tithall. It doesn't look like there's going to be any bumps here for a while. Quite a big distance between all the boats, and I can't see any more coming for a while either. Nothing coming around Grassy Corner.
And so on the Long Reach at the moment, going past me are Christ, going past me are Pembroke, and going past me are Keys. And Keys seem to have fallen back a bit because Pembroke are holding them up. It's now opened up to about 3/4 of a length, almost a length, I'd say. Ramsdisson, it was down very, very close. It's now a length, but that's between Pembroke and Keys. Finn, down to you at the bottom of Long Reach.
Great, it looks like my predictions are turning out right. Pembroke are staying strong and Downing W1 are leading the race. They are approximately 7, yes, you guessed it, 7, well, you didn't guess it, you heard me saying it, 7 lengths away from the first and third W1. They're still going strong though, so I will keep you updated on that. I can see in the very, very far distance, Emmanuel 1 and Jesus at W1. They are closely, oh no, that's Pembroke W1. I think there's been a bump. Andy, can you confirm if there's, or Eleanor, can you confirm if there's been a bump by either Christ or Jesus?
There was no bumps when they went past me.
Yeah, I could just see pulling in. I could see Jesus pulling in. So I'll confirm that as soon as possible. But the race I'm focusing on at the moment is Queens. They are being chased very strongly by St Cats. St Cats, it's less than a quarter of a length. It's so, so close. And the thing is, behind Katz, LMBC are pushing hard. That's down to 3/4 of a length. So we are going to have some bumps here. We're about halfway down the reach. I can see Jesus pulled in. So it looks like there has been a bump there. We will confirm that as soon as possible. But this is a really interesting tussle to follow. It's Queens and Katz. Then what else is happening at the end of Long Reach?
Yes, Pembroke have just passed me. They've opened up a significant lead from Clare and Keys, Keys that were once trailing them and actually catching up very closely. Pembroke have now pulled away. They're two lengths away from Keys, and they are catching up very closely with Christ. That's the Pembroke side. Approaching me, though, what you were talking about, Andy, there's a very close tussle between Newnham, Queens and St. Cats. It looks as if, at the moment, there's about a length between each of those three boats, but it looks as if there will be a bit of a close-to-call match, which I will follow to the very end.
Yeah, Finn, I think that's between Queens, St. Cats and actually LMBC. And there are four of them, in fact, because behind LMBC is Kings W1, who are pushing LMBC. So two really interesting ones. Queens 1 being chased by St. Cats. There's then about 3/4 of a length. And then LMBC, being followed very closely by Kings 1. Finn, anything else happening?
Yes, you can hear the whistle. The Cox is getting very, very exciting. They are catching up with Lady Margaret 1. We will see what happens with that. It looks as if there's going to be a bump. They are overlapping very, very closely. Yes, there has been an overlap. Perhaps Cox conceded. It looks as if she has, but I will keep you updated on that. They've stopped. There is elation in the air. That's right. I can confirm that Kings W1 have just bumped Lady Margaret W1. And in the distance, I can also see two more bumps. St. Cats and Queens W1. St. Cats have bumped Queens W1. Fantastic race along by the railway. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, and I can confirm the bump that we expected. Jesus 1, they bumped up on Emma 1. They're just pulling in beside me. So that's Jesus 1 bumping up on Emma 1. We then have behind them Christ, Pembroke and Keith. Before we have those three bumps, so Clare 1 bumped by Nuna 1, Queens 1 bumped by St. Cats 1, and LMBC 1 bumped by Kings 1. Finn, any more action to report?
Yes, I can confirm that there has been a bump, but it looks as if actually the finish line was before I expected, so it looks as if Queens actually rode over. So there wasn't a bump there, they have finished the race, but the bump I did report and got very excited about was Kings W1 and Lady Margaret W1, and that was very, very close indeed. Just before the finish line, marked by the railway bridge, they got in front, Barack Obama got elected as president, we sent men to the moon, but Lady Margaret W1 have, no, sorry, Kings W1 have bumped Lady Margaret W1. Fantastic!
Okay, Finn, so just to confirm there, so Queens 1 and St. Cats 1 both, in fact, rode over. Is that correct?
That is correct. The bump was between Kings W1 and Lady Margaret W1. Kings W1 bumping Lady Margaret W1. But I will confirm that once I get the complete results in just a second.
Well, I will quickly round up the action that we have seen. Another very, very eventful bumps race in this W1 division. So then, at the top of the division, Downing 1 looks absolutely fantastic. They rode over a long way. Clear. Behind them, first and third, also rowing over. Emma 1, they were bumped by Jesus 1, halfway down the reach. Christ, Pembroke and Keys, three of those had a fantastic tussle, however, we believe they all rode over. Clare 1, they were bumped by Newnham 1. Queens and St. Cats rode over in the end. So St. Cats just running out of water to catch Queens. They both rode over. LMBC 1, they were caught agonisingly close to the finish line by Kings 1. Sithole had a comfortable row over because behind them, Peterhouse 1 were bumped by Murray Edwards 1 and Magdalen 1, they were bumped by the sandwich boat, which is Churchill 1. That happened right near the start. So they are all the bumps from the W1 division, and we will be back shortly with the confirmed result.
Thank you, Andy. So, as it stands then, Downing row over for a third day, and they will have another shot at the headship tomorrow, and it looks like that they're going to ease down there. Tim described them as majestic as they were rowing down. But again, another exciting race, plenty going on. Finn, is Finn still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Phil, how are your predictive powers? How are you seeing into the future?
My predictive powers worked out. I was nearly right. Downing Street Road at still king of the river. Pembroke held their ground, were closely followed by Keith, but there were no bumps there. I will have the updated results. I can see the pavilion in the distance. I'm not even cycling. I'm walking on the grassy bit. Crucially, not the towpath. And getting my legs covered in what could only be described as dog excrement.
Oh dear, thank you for your commitment.
Nice image.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.